It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we also broadcast live on the web. Something came up this past week. I just found out that the fabulous Fix-A-Flat is no longer. Another company bites the dust. Air Up is no longer in business. They shut down. So, what do we do now? We're looking for a new Fix-A-Flat. So that we don't have to change flat tires. Air Up was really great, but like everything else, with bad economy, a lot of people shut down. Okay, so that oil spill in the Gulf should be a wake-up call for Hawaii. If it should happen in Hawaii, and lots of oil companies says, nah, it won't happen. No, it can. It can happen. And if it happens, what happens to our tourism? It's over. We're walking on thin ice, folks. The Gulf is a wake-up call for Hawaii. And it happened twice in the Gulf. It can happen here. You can't say it won't happen. Okay, so give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Ciro on the line from Honolulu.
Hi, Ciro.
Hi, George. Hi. I just wanted to bring a comment regarding ethanol.
Okay.
I just said, you know, why not a local corporation like Bishop Estate take advantage and use their political and economical muscles to help propel your ethanol station to reality because of their, the abundance of land ownership and, suited for ethanol growth?
But that's a very good question. You see anybody else pushing for ethanol beside me?
No.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Brazil has been on ethanol 100% for 45 years. 45 years. How come we're so far behind? They don't have anything about oil spills and environmental problems. I mean, I keep telling people, how much money will it take to replace Hawaii? All the money in the world can never replace Hawaii. Once it's destroyed, folks, it's over. That's it. You're not going to have another Hawaii. And if the oil spills out there, it'll take over 20 years for it to clean up. So, I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe they're too smart. They can't think of simple things like ethanol. We spend $7 billion to bring in oil. It's a no-brainer. Where's the politicians? You know what I mean? If we just save $1 billion, the state's out of the red.
I think it'll be better if instead of leasing land to like buildings and malls or whatever, they could just use it for ag land and it'll make it look more nice.
You got it.
You got green, more green,
yep.
Looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they leasing it to malls. And
yeah, I don't understand it.
It'll make Hawaii so self-sufficient. You guys, self-sufficient like how Brazil is. no problem about oil spills or anything. We can just stop
the system. That's right. Have you ever visited Barber's Point where they bring in the oil?
No.
Go take a look. Yeah, they talk about they don't spill, but you know, it's next to impossible not to spill.
Yeah, I tried. I mean, I tried to get a little sample of that, and it was safe. Like you swallow.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, just think about it. If we stop the oil coming to Hawaii and we go 100% ethanol, we don't have worries about oil contaminating. And if there's a shortage of oil, so what? We still got our own.
They might just buy, the U.S. administration might just buy some ethanol from us in years from now.
That's right.
They don't Brazil.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. It just blows me away. You know how many jobs we can create by doing ethanol refinery and stations? Over 4,000. Over 4,000 new jobs. And that'll take how many people off the beaches and off being homeless? I mean,
you don't have to be certified with a real job.
Just, no.
Yeah,
it's not what I mean.
Local workers will have a local job. I mean.
Yeah. And, you know, on top of that, the politicians don't have to go out and look for extra money to take care of the homeless. I don't know. I'm just blown away by this.
Yeah, I'm shocked with Bishop Estate. I mean, they got so much, you know, they're so interested in the government, and I guess, you know, you're butting with heads or hiring,
I don't understand.
They'll get their own motive, yeah?
Yep. Try calling them and talking to them.
Just hard head.
I know. Anyway.
Okay, thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for the call.
You're
aloha. Okay, so, anyway, you know, this oil spill in the Gulf is a big wake-up call for Hawaii. And, folks, you notice a lot of stations are not selling premium anymore.
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, Tracy walked in.
Oh, I thought I could sneak in without the professor noticing.
Ah, yeah, lose money. Anyway, you know, this premium thing. You notice a lot of stations don't have premium.
Yeah, they only got the 87 grade.
Yeah, because I got word from friends of mine on the mainland that Hawaii is going to end selling premium. They're only going to sell regular. So what happens to our old cars that have to run premium? What happens to all our European cars that have to run premium?
Right.
Down the toilet. Okay, let's go another call.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
How's it?
What's up?
Well, George, you know, I've been studying this thing about ethanol. And the biggest argument that politicians in, you know, states like that weren't doing it like ours.
Yeah.
They say it takes too much water.
Oh, that's BS.
How do you like that one? It takes too much water.
Tell them find another excuse. A truthful excuse like, I can't do it because the oil company is donging me some money.
And the golf courses need more water.
Exactly.
I tell you. I mean, they want to create jobs. The golf course is not creating jobs. Ethanol will. And ethanol will keep our beaches clean.
Well, you know, you also end up re-employing a lot of those skilled labor workers from the agriculture sector that lost their
jobs.
That's it.
Yep. I don't know.
Can you imagine there's only 10 guys working Turtle Bay Hilton out there, the front and back nine guys out there?
Mm-hmm.
10 groundskeepers.
Wow.
For that amount of acreage, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say they're going to hire more guys, but I don't know. You can see, holy cow.
I don't think so.
You know, it's crazy.
But if you do ethanol, you're going to have to hire a whole bunch of people. I don't know.
All I remember is driving by before you got to Turtle Bay on the right-hand side, those that right below the mountain ridge that came down, kind of close to the road once you get out to the very tip of the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And those big giant, oh, I used to love those big, huge impact sprinklers.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, they're real big and they, you know, they're high up in the air and they're like those small ones that go
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You guys remember? Oh, I used to love that. I'd pull over on the side of the road.
Hmm.
Wonderful. I don't even know if there's any sugar left around that neck of the woods. Used to be.
I think still.
Maybe?
Yeah, wild.
Very small, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Rob, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did Congressman, did you ever give you a call back?
No.
You're still holding your breath, because, you know, when you turn purple, I'm still not going to resuscitate you, you know.
I know. I keep waking up every morning going, holy cow, I got to go through this again? I got to wait? No, he's busy. He's a very busy man.
Mm-hmm. He don't have time for the racing community with 117,000 people.
You know what, I've begun to realize, I think it's better that he's over there now. Leave him there. Do less damage, yeah?
Might be.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. Don't wait for the last minute, and then I can't get to your calls. Okay? So, and there's a lot of people still wondering where we went to, so please help spread the word so that other people can find us. There's never been a time when I gone out and they asked the same question of, are you still on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, they're back at KCCN. That was years ago.
That was years ago, right?
Yeah. So, get up to speed. I mean, if you find that we're not here on the air, go to the website and you will see what happened.
Right.
Okay? If anything happens that you don't find us, go to the website. Let people know this. That's our best way of informing people what's up. Okay?
And you can listen to the archives of your older shows.
Yeah, exactly. Mario does that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. Yano.
Yeah. Because he won't call in anyway, so he don't need to hear it on the live. Okay, let's go to calls. You know, Wanda? Oh, she's back on the line again. Well, anyway, maybe we need two.
See, you spoke politics before Rolling Bob came on.
Uh-oh. I think we did a boo-boo.
That's a big no-no.
Yep. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Kavika from Waimanalo.
Hi, Kavika.
How's it?
How are you?
Comment on the ethanol thing, fuel alternative, and KS. Try telling the listeners Google or go on the internet and look up either Hawaii Bioenergy or Hawaii Biofuels. A man named Paul Zorner, Z-O-R-N-E-R. There's a company and a collaboration of different corporate entities, including Kamehameha Schools, so the Hawaii Bioenergy, I think it is, but the guy's name is Paul Zorner, international guy who's come to Hawaii and operating this company and trying to pursue alternate fuel by using certain crops.
Mm-hmm. You know if it's sugar cane?
I'm not sure. I think they're investigating sugar cane, the algae thing, but I know that it's an entity looking at creating fuel through crops, and I think KS is one of the partners.
Hmm.
Hawaii Biofuel or Hawaii Bioenergy.
We got to look it
Paul,
up.
Paul Zorner, Z-O-R-N-E-R.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha.
You know, the future of our state, right, because we're so far away, when the resource of oil starts to run out, what do you think is going to be the first state that they cut off?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so far away.
Yeah, but the people don't listen. Okay.
Okay, we have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. Great topic. Thank you. I gotta tell me what happened to my situation. I'm driving down the road. I hear a big explosion. I pull over. I figure my tire blew out. Nothing happened. tires are great. A couple months later, I'm checking my tires for air. I check my spare, that little mini compact spare.
Mm-hmm.
That exploded in my trunk.
That happens.
Really?
And yep. How did it happen? It was a brand new tire, never used.
How old?
99. Is the car I bought, that I had. Never used it. But I always kept the air full.
99?
Yes.
Tires explode.
Oh.
They get old, and the casing crack,
right,
and they explode.
Oh.
We had a customer that was driving down King Street, and his left front tire exploded. New tire now.
Uh-huh.
He put his spare tire on.
Uh-huh.
Continued on down the road. That exploded too.
Wow.
So that's just like a lemon tire. It's not like luck of the draw, so to speak.
No. Tires are good maybe to 8 years.
Oh.
So what people need to do is, you know, on your tires, spray it with silicone, especially your spare tire.
Okay.
Spray
it. I get that at like a Home Depot, silicone?
Longs, any place has it.
Okay.
Yeah. The sidewalls only or the sidewalls and the tread?
Sidewalls only, please. Right. Yeah. Not the tread.
I'm just trying to make sure that the viewer, the listeners understand that.
And what does the silicone do? It keeps the rubber stronger?
It's a rubber preservative.
Preservative?
Yeah.
Spray it and wipe it or spray it and leave it on?
Leave it on.
Any particular brand or type?
CRC.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You seen those?
Yeah, CRC. Don't know what it's for, but...
Spray everything rubber and plastic. Okay?
Like what, inside my car too?
Oh, yeah. Everything rubber and plastic, and it will last all indefinitely.
Because it's an oil product base, and that's it degrades over time.
It's a rubber preservative. When you buy new tires and stuff, there's a waxy film on the tire.
Yeah,
that's silicone.
Okay, so how often do I put that on my tire?
If it's a spare tire, once a year.
Okay, and the outside, the other four?
The other four on the car, once every 6 months.
Okay. Now, 30 years ago, someone told me like Armorall.
No.
The interior, because it's going to crack your interior.
It is, right.
So that's true.
Yes.
Okay, but the silicone CRC will not.
No.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Good man. Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Aloha.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
she's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Is Rolling Bob sitting here smiling contently, and I'm not going to talk about any politics today.
That's
okay. That's a miracle.
But today, it's not a miracle. Oh, wait. I see what you're trying to steer me into politics.
No, I'm not.
I know. No. Today I was going to talk about, I stopped by George's shop the other day and we were laughing. I was changing my headlights at George, and I said, and I wanted just to share with people that unless you have a little bit of time, I don't want to say that you can't change your own headlights, but I'm telling you.
No, Bob, it's not a little time. A few hours.
Yeah, it's about an hour to change your headlights. You got to take off this panel. You got to unscrew this and unscrew that. And then I get inside the headlight chamber. There's a little spring that holds the bulb in.
Right.
And I unloosen the screw. Bing! Spring's gone. Whoa, where did that go? But anyway, it was a fun experience. Then we laugh. And, of course, George did what I never recommend you do. Is honk the horn when somebody's working under the hood and make you jump up in the air and hit your head, you know?
He thought he got shot.
Oh, I was, hey, George, come on now. Admit it, that wasn't nice.
That would have been great if the cameras were rolling.
No, that's why I go there when unannounced, so there's no evidence.
Yep, that was funny.
Yeah, but anyway, so sometimes, folks, there's things you can do. And, you know, like George said, I never thought about that. And George knows I'm the famous person for not really listening. But one of his tips is if you're buying a car, open up the hood and look in the car and see what you can do. See if you understand where stuff is or can you even get the little things that don't charge you. Because what does it cost to change headlights, George? About, what did you say, about $150?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay, so anyway, that's the Bob tip of the day. It's a beautiful day, kind of overcast. Great day to wash your car. Take the family out there with you. You know, little kids love to wash cars. You know, they like to get in the water and the soap and everything and have a great time. So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But Bob takes a few hours to wash his car.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he's chit-chatting around. Yep. It took him, actually, if you want to know, it took him about 2 hours to change the headlight bulbs.
Was it both of them or just one of them?
Both of them. Took an hour each. So I had to toot the horn to wake him up. That really woke him up.
What was the delay?
I don't know.
Okay, we have Dorothy from Honolulu.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, George. Hi, I got a couple of questions. You know, I got a new car. Would you recommend polishing the car at new time or wait till a month after that to polish?
You polish it the day you get it.
Oh, any kind of polish you would recommend?
Most all the waxes are good, but the IBIZ wax is what I recommend.
IBI. Is that liquid?
Yes.
Okay, liquid IBI wax, huh? It's better than the solid wax. The liquid would be better.
Yeah, it's easier.
Okay. For any new car, you should polish it right away, not wait.
Right.
Okay, another question. Now that you say a lot of stations doesn't have premium gas, on a new car, should I use mothballs in it?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Because I know I've been buying premium and I've been using mothballs, but now that there's no premium, even with a new car, it's okay for me to put that mothballs in?
Yeah.
Oh, 5 for each gallon.
Either that or ethanol.
I see. I guess the easiest way for me to do it is to get mothballs. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it anyway. You know, I've been putting 5 inside mm-hmm. every gallon that I have. So I should put the mothball, even if I don't have the premium gas in it. New car, plus I should polish my car right away then.
Right.
Okay. I thank you so much for your help, George.
Okay.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Okay. Aloha. Bye.
Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467.
Okay, I got a question for you. My girlfriend and I argued about this. If you're driving and you're the driver, your passenger is not wearing a seatbelt, who receives the citation?
The passenger, if it's an adult.
Not the driver.
No. the adult gets the ticket. But if it's a minor, the driver gets the ticket. So is she a minor?
No.
Then she gets the ticket.
Because I always thought the driver is the one responsible for the vehicle. And if nope. you're not...
No. And it's unconstitutional for you to get a ticket. Because you're not endangering nobody else's life but your own. So how come the law is against idiots that don't want to buckle up? It's up to them. Now, what's more important? No-fault insurance or buckling up?
No fault.
Yeah, because if you hit a pedestrian and you don't have insurance, that pedestrian is out of luck.
Right.
So why do they push seatbelts and not insurance? That blows me away. I really don't understand.
Because it's easier for them to visually see that someone's not wearing their seatbelt. They can't tell by looking at every single vehicle.
All you gotta do is see that they don't have safety check. And more than likely, if there's no safety check, they don't have insurance.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of times, I mean...
And if you look at your policy, Tracy,
right.
It says, only covered for legal vehicles. Legal vehicles means you have to have registration, number one.
Right.
Number two is safety check. So if your safety check is expired, and you have car insurance, and you hit a pedestrian in a crosswalk, that insurance company... that you have
right.
will not cover you or that pedestrian you hit.
Wow, that is something to...
Yeah, so what's up with this? How come nobody is pushing for safety check? And only seatbelt. Seatbelt don't hurt nobody. But the safety check does.
Mm.
Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Mark from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it? Yeah, I heard you talking about the mothballs, and I'm not too clear on what that's for. And I got an 06. I put 92 octane every time.
What brand?
Should I put mothballs or too late or?
What brand gas you put in it?
The 92 premium.
Yeah, but what brand?
Oh, shucks. I try to go Chevron most of the time.
The two brands I recommend is Shell, and Tesoro.
Okay.
None of the rest.
And do I still need to put those in? And
yes. Because 5 years ago, when the state was mandated to go 10% ethanol in the gas,
right.
The oil companies met with the state and asked to be able to lower the octane three numbers.
Correct.
Okay. So if you look in your manual, for your car, it says in there, depending on the brand of car, no less than 87.
Right, right.
And if you do the math, all of the grades except premium is the only one above the minimum. And if you use the one that is what they call substandard, you will destroy your engine. And if you're under warranty, they void your warranty.
Oh! Okay. So what is that? 5 balls per gallon.
Yes, but it has to be the ingredient naphthalene.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay.
Aloha.
Yeah, not any kind of mothballs or what. You know, just like the lady, the one that was on the air earlier, would have been great to have asked her, like, where does she get hers? Because she seems like she's a person that uses the mothballs regularly. Huh?
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
We have Elvina from Royal Kunia.
Hi, Alvina.
Hi, George. I was so glad that you come on station again, because after I talked to you about my expedition last year, my husband passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was hoping and praying that you come on, because I forgot to ask you for your address to bring my expedition, because I don't know if you still want it or not, but...
yeah, bring it down.
And where you located at?
You know where Dillingham Zippies?
Yes.
I'm on the back street.
On the back street, okay.
Okay.
Alvina, give him a call.
Oh, okay.
So he can help direct you in case you get lost.
You got pencil and paper?
Yes.
847.
55. 54.
What's the name of that back street, George?
Kaumualii Street.
Can you say it again? I'm sorry.
Kaumualii Street. Okay.
All right, I got it. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you're still on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467 if you have a question, comment, or whatever. Seat belts, you know my stand on that. Let me know what you think. You think it's right for the government to control your life, even if you're not endangering nobody but yourself? Okay? You got to be careful, folks. A lot of times you wish for things, and it can take away your rights.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. He told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and if you're looking for the IBIZ wax, you can call Todd at 294-8500. Okay, 294-8500. Or you can call Harvey Maeda on Kauai And Harvey's number is 245-6523. Okay? Either one. Harvey also has that fantastic electronic rust proofer. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. I'm tired of hearing Tracy talk, so give us some calls.
Thanks.
Oh, Tracy's here.
Yeah, you forgot, huh? I'm still in the room.
Yeah, you came in already. Oh, shocks. We got to watch that.
Okay, we have an off-air question.
Can I give off-air answer?
No. Sorry. I'm giving the question, or I'm asking the question. Do you know if Maui Toyota sells Avalons or Lexus?
I don't know that. You got to call them.
What's the number?
537-4447. You got it?
No.
Oh, boy.
537-4447.
Okay. You got to put 808 inside of there because they're...
No,
it's direct.
That's direct.
Oh, okay.
Straight. It's called direct.
Okay, we have Bob from Waianae.
Hey, Bob.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Okay, and yourself?
Oh, cannot complain. Don't do no good.
Good.
Just got a quick question.
Okay.
How long can Phil stay in the car as far as, you know, like you buy a new car from the dealer?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the car on the lot, maybe 8-9 months, they don't change the oil.
That's right.
So if I only drive my car like maybe once a month, can my oil still be good for 1 year?
No.
No. Unless?
I recommend whenever you buy a new car, change the oil to AMSOIL, synthetic motor oil. If you have synthetic motor oil in the car, then you don't have to worry about time. Lots of my customers change the oil every 5 years.
No way off, because it's synthetic, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It goes strictly by mileage.
But you have to change the filter, too, regularly, though, right? Even if you're changing the oil, at least
change
the filter.
No, filter every 3,000. Okay. All by mileage only.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That was a good question.
Right, no one is. You know what, even if, okay, like say like you got a brand new vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was always taught that if you're going to run synthetic, you got to use it after the motor's completely broken in.
No. No. You see, the synthetic, yes, will make it break in later. But think. It's a no-brainer. Think. What is breaking in an engine? It's wearing it out. The faster you break it in, the faster it wears out. So, if it takes 3 years to break in,
right?
Oh, look at how many more years he got on it. It's brand new. Okay? We did some tests with the university on the mainland.
Right.
And because I've been pushing ethanol for over 10 years now, and we did cars on straight ethanol.
Okay.
Okay? And it ran for 80,000-some-odd, 90,000 miles. And the university stripped it all apart to pieces. It was completely brand new inside on ethanol. Okay? Even the electric fuel pump was brand new. Hardly anywhere at all. Okay? But a car running on gasoline for 56,000 miles was shot. Completely worn out. And this wasn't on synthetic oil. This was on regular oil, but on gasoline versus ethanol. Mm. So if anybody should be complaining about not wanting ethanol, should be the auto repair shops, because they lose business. No wear, no injector failure.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, I know the Corn Growers Association, they're trying to get the, I guess DOT that's in charge of it, to try and raise the ethanol nationally from 10 to 15 now, too.
Yeah, that 10% is a joke, folks. That was put on by the oil companies. Yes, I'm telling you the truth, because that's the truth. You can run up to 30% in any car with no problems. So how come they didn't jump to 30%? Money. They don't want you to have the good stuff. But here's the catcher. You know how everybody's complaining that they don't get the mileage?
Right.
Okay. Now, they do put, let's say they do put the 10% ethanol in. But before they put the 10% ethanol in, they poison the ethanol with kerosene or oil. They put 10% oil into the ethanol, mix it well, then they take 10% of that and add it to the gasoline. But it's already dead ethanol.
Why would they contaminate it for then?
So you don't get the performance.
Oh.
See?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. See, they want the people of America to say, ah, ethanol junk.
Right.
Take it out.
Right.
Because the oil companies want to make every bit of dollar they can make out of the people.
And that's why, you know, for your listeners and things like that, we talked about this before. I mean, there's two types of enols, right? I mean, methanol and then ethanol,
yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a total difference between both of them, right?
Yep. Like male and female. Different. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Pat from Liliha.
Hi, Pat. Hello.
Pat. Hello.
Nobody's there.
Pat.
Anyway. Maybe they come on later. So, anyway, that's the way they're doing the ethanol, and that's why there's so many complaints about ethanol. Ethanol is great, but you got to put it in before anything.
Like the boaters and things. Like I've heard this complaint from some of them because I work on this Hawaii Goes Fishing show that they got problems with the fuel lines and the thing rotting out, the plastic gas tanks, and then they're blaming it on the ethanol.
They only think they know what they're talking about. They, you know, you cannot just say it's the ethanol and go into court. You go into court, the judge is going to say, prove it.
Right.
Okay? Then here comes ethanol in a plastic bottle like I have it.
Right, right.
With a rubber hose and everything else in the plastic bottle that sat there for months. And nothing happened. So, there you go. Your case is lost.
You know, we're talking about like the degrading of the products. You know, it's funny. You mentioned this before to your listeners too about checking the sidewalls for like when the tire was made.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my friend had bought some tires for his trailer, and not even 8 months after he bought the tires, it was like a 10-year-old tire, and then the thing blew up on the road.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be, he just bought it like a few months ago. So a lot of our inventory here, like you mentioned before, are older tires, or older stock, right?
Okay, who's on the line?
Pat from Liliha.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, George. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I have a 91 Mazda pickup B2600. I believe my alternator is ready to die. Start the engine. Takes about 5 seconds for the dashboard light to go off.
Hmm.
And 97,000 miles.
Yep, it's about time.
Do I rebuild it? I can do it, or put a new or whatever.
If you can rebuild it yourself, then do it.
They sell a kit.
Nope.
Brushes. Is that kit available?
Nope.
Ah, I can't fix it without parts.
That's right.
I need the rectifier too. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you buy, if you can find the parts cost just as much as a rebuilt alternator.
Rebuilt? Yeah.
Forget it.
What?
Just buy a rebuilt.
Rebuilt, stick it on. But, the light takes 5 seconds, 6 seconds. You erase the engine, it goes off, but it takes time for it to go out. So, okay, maybe I'll stick the rebuild in.
Yeah.
Good enough. Okay, thanks, George.
Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467, 296-5467. If you got a comment, a question, or whatever. Do not wait till the last minute like everybody does every week. Wait for the last minute.
Okay, ooh, I got a question. What's the name of that spark plugs one you recommended? Iridium plugs?
Autolite. XP. Extra performance plug.
Okay.
Okay? The rest of them, no deal.
Even, because like Denso, weren't they like the originators of the Iridium plug?
Mm-hmm. But no deal.
Okay.
it fast deteriorates. You go around the block, it's deteriorated. No good. Okay?
Okay. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Hanisham Motorsports.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy up,
giddy up. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call First Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
That makes sense.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have a shy person who has a question.
A shy person who has a question.
Yeah, because I'm asking the question.
Okay.
What car should a 75-year-old grandpa buy that who doesn't drive that often or that many miles?
How far?
I don't know. They don't drive a lot.
Toyota Corolla.
In used, new?
New.
New.
Because the main thing about this whole thing is we're in a bad economy. And folks, who in his right mind in a bad economy is going to sell a perfectly good car just to spend more money and buy a new car? Nobody.
Right.
But if the car is giving you problems, dump it and buy a new one.
Corolla, though, definitely a good choice because my sister-in-law has one. Borrowed her car a few times. And, man, that gas mileage is phenomenal on that car, man.
See, so, anyway.
Okay. We have Tom from IEA.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I got a question on your ethanol, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that it increases the mileage. Where... And compared to gas prices, does the ethanol stand?
Well, ethanol, let's say the world market, okay? It goes from anywhere from $1.50 a gallon on up. Depends. I mean, if we could make it here in Hawaii, you're probably looking at about $2.50 a gallon.
All right.
But the good thing about ethanol is, okay, so it's $2.50 a gallon, but it'll minimum double your gas mileage. So it's actually $1.25 a gallon.
All right. So anywhere on Oahu, you can get ethanol?
Yeah, from George.
That's it.
And where is that?
From my shop. I have it at my shop. Okay. I bring it in from Brazil.
And how much is it a gallon?
Well, because of the shipping from Brazil to Oregon, from Oregon to Hawaii, I'm paying three times the cost over ethanol.
Well, you should get some just to try it out.
Well, how much do you sell it?
I sell it at cost, which is about
$8. Okay, so do I have to switch over all to ethanol, and do I have to do anything?
No, you can run up to 30% with no conversions or anything to the car.
But he can come down and buy 2 gallons of gas and dump it into his gas tank, right?
You
and
can
just
buy
try it out.
2 gallons and put it in the tank.
And what could I expect from that?
It depends on the type of car, your condition of the car, the type of gas you're running, all that stuff.
Okay.
But you will get an increase in horsepower and
throttle response, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
And so if my tank is a 20-gallon tank and I fill up and you say I should take about how much, 1/3?
2 gallons.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Because ethanol that I have is 120 octane.
All right. Okay, I heard you talk about the synthetic oil, putting it into a new car, and you're saying for a new car, every 3,000 miles you change the filter, not the oil.
Right, because the filter is so tiny. The old cars, the filter was about a quart size. Today's oil filter is about 3 ounces.
Or like a Vienna sausage can or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much like a Vienna sausage can.
All right. Now, if the car is an older car, like a 2003, and you put synthetic oil, same thing, you got a...
2003 is not an old car, my friend.
Oh, that's not considered...
No.
What is considered old?
Old is back in the 60s and 70s.
That's vintage already.
Yeah, so that's when the oil filters were a quart size.
Right.
And as it came up, it became smaller.
So... If I have a 1996, anything up 1996 and older, a synthetic oil and changing the filter every 3,000 miles is good.
Yeah, that's it.
Synthetic oil is good for any car, no matter how old it is, right?
Right.
How new it is.
How many miles is it good for?
15,000.
15,000.
Right.
Okay.
No time limit.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, what about under like race conditions? Because like my drift car, I'm gonna put like the remote filter kit. Yeah, I don't want to get like the old school filters, but it's like a double one. Yeah. I mean, so what? I mean, how? Because I got a double filter on it.
Why are you putting double filter?
Because I want to make sure the oil's clean, right?
But if you're using synthetic, there is no wear. You don't need it. One filter's good.
Okay.
You put 2 filters, you lose pressure.
But what about under race conditions, like the drifting? I mean, how often should I, 15,000 against the runner for 15,000?
No, exactly. Race condition, you change it every race.
Oh, synthetic oil won't get expensive, bro. Shoot.
Who said racing was cheap? Okay, who's on the line?
Dot 3 Dean?
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question with the EDC brake pads. You know, say, for example, you change your front and rear all to EDC pads and even bought the companion rotors for both front and rear. Why is this that you still get intermittent squealing? Well, like when it's coming to a complete stop, it has that scraping noise as if the brakes are worn, no meat, when you know it's a brand spanking new pad.
It's because it's aggressive.
EBC
is biting the rotor. That's why it vibrates and makes a squeal.
So how do you correct that if you have EBC pads and EBC rotors?
Well, there is a special grease that we use.
I see. Okay, so in other words, the thing is that aren't you supposed to deglaze the rotors before even installing it?
No.
You don't deglaze any of that?
No.
Okay.
Silly.
I see. I'm due for my 60,000 checkup in 2,000 miles, so I'll let you grease my rotors when I come in.
Well, how about we grease the pads?
Yeah, the pads too. Whatever.
Hey, you're not supposed to do that.
See, one that's smarter than you.
No, I see that he's laughing. That's why.
Okay.
We like to play with Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Anyway, give us a call at 296
5467. If you got a question, comment, or whatever. Time running out. Pretty soon we gotta get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That hour flew fast. Well, for me, 55 minutes.
Nah.
You came in late.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's about right. 5 minutes late, right?
5 minutes late. And you race? Oh, my God.
Oh, he's early for that.
Always running to the tech line, last one in line.
No, I don't know about that. He probably come running in the gate when he's running already.
Now, when it comes to racing, man, I'm early.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see. We will see.
Definitely.
Okay. So anyway, yes, in racing, you change it every race.
I used to do that like when I was running like Torco 2050 and stuff.
Oh, Torco garbage.
I don't know. It was pretty good to me, you know.
It's because you don't get to see what happens inside. You got to put them on the test and then see.
Right.
When you do the test, your hair stand up and you don't do that no more.
Well, a lot of the Nitro guys used to run the Torco before.
Who?
In the 80s when we was running.
Who?
My drag bike. A lot of the top guys.
I know the top guys that is first sponsored by, Castro, don't run it.
What do you mean? They don't run their Castro oil in their Castro?
Hell no.
They got something else in there.
Yeah.
In the Castro bottles.
Yeah. Benzol guy even did that, and I complained to the rep, and I told him, hey, that guy got to run Pennzoil. So the rep made the guy run Pennzoil, and he never qualified. So the guy never qualified every race after that.
Wow.
So, you know, that tells you something.
Plus they got they don't have the quart bottles anyway. I mean, you got them like the 5 gallon jugs, right?
Yep. Well, that's the price of racing. That's why you got to go out and get a sponsor for oil.
Oil sponsor? Yeah. Oh, I might have to contact Mario now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll beat on Mario and tell him, hey, I need sponsor.
Does AMSOIL, do they sell them in the 5 gallon jugs too?
Yep, even up to the 55 gallon drums.
Wow.
And bigger. So if you need more, there's a lot more.
Oh, synthetic, man. It's like, oh, change that every single race. That's expensive, man.
Yeah, that's why I go see Mario.
We'll run AMSOIL alongside of the car with his name too.
Yeah, ask him to sponsor a 55 gallon drum.
That'll be gone in one.
Oh, Mario gonna love you, Wanda. You're on his most popular list.
I always heard good things about AMSOIL though. I always heard good things about AMSOIL though. Never tried it though, but yeah.
Go tell Mario you want to try it on your race car.
Definitely.
Okay, that's a signal to get out of here. Anyway, thanks, Tracy, for coming in.
Thank you again, Mr. Professor Nita, as I got scolded again today.
And don't forget the shirts.
Definitely.
Okay, so all those that called in today, thank you for calling in and participating with Automotive 101. And remember, folks, let's get active and get ethanol out there. Take care of each other, and please save Hawaii and drive carefully. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.